Corey Sparks here with Waupun softball head coach Josh Navas ahead of his team's state semifinal matchup with New Berlin Eisenhower. Coach, what a year. 18-4, you won the East Central Conference outright. You've been around this program for a while as an assistant and an interim, and you know well that it's been 9 years since the last state appearance. What made this team this year special enough to move on to Madison?
Well, Corey, thank you for following us. It means a lot to our community and our girls. They are very similar in how close a team they are. In 2015, those girls were, they're still going to each other's weddings and having a great time together, enjoying their lives as they went through college. And these girls are on that same plane. They're really connected emotionally, spiritually, in a very family-oriented group. So that's probably the thing that is most the same compared to 2015. So it's exciting to be around them, and we just keep stacking up great practices after great practices. They like to be there. They're not always looking at their watches. They want to play the game, and we're pretty fortunate, to have such a great program, great families. So, and having some quality players doesn't hurt.
Absolutely. You had a really talented team last year as well. They went to the sectional finals, fell to Freedom 9-1. How did it feel to see that same Freedom team in the same situation on the same stage, and you beat them this time to make it to Goodman Diamond?
The funny thing is, last year after Kaylee Westfall hit that home run in the first, I came in the dugout and I told Coach Nicole Betts, I said, man, that might be enough for this game. These two teams are pretty good. And obviously we had some hiccups. I think the moment got a little big for us in the year before. And from that moment on, when we met at third base or first base after that, and we got to go right into Legion's season and the new Legion softball season that started last year. And they got to flush that instantly. It was the next week we were playing, I think that next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And they went on a tear in Legion to go all the way to state for Legion, and they just didn't have time to think about it. They just went right into, we've got to get better and we're going to have fun together all summer long too. And that was the big help for us.
You've mentioned this team's dedicated. They're very close. There's been a lot of bonding, able to flush that previous experience. They're also young. 11 of your 18 players on this varsity roster are underclassmen. Who are some young stars who really took a leap this year and still have a couple of years of high school ball ahead of them?
Well, Ryan Babish and Carly White. I mean, Ava was great last year already. We because of certain conference rules, we were limited on who we could nominate. So she missed out on a nomination for all conference last year, should have been. Ryan and Carly White just took great steps. They're working on who's batting who and what pitcher we feel is, giving them the best opportunity in regards to that DP and flex position, batting for Roz Rivera. And they've just embraced it. And then and Hannah Bainey and Mila Jones, I mean, they might be all conference players on another team this year. And they're our backups at third and in the outfield. And it just, all of our call-ups that we had are just getting great work as well at high levels at practice. So it's going to be tough to make the team again next year. They're already competing, and they compete every day at practice. And we talk about that, competing and pushing each other. And that's why we call up certain people, not to make things easy, to make things even harder. So when we get in those games, as you see in those tight games, they're calm, cool, collective, and confident because of that.
And I'm sure it helps when you have somebody like Addison Braun with a 17-1 record on the mound as a sophomore. What has made her so dominant this season?
There's a couple factors. From last year, she was coming off an injury last year, and we were still dialing in more and more innings. And with Aubrey Farley, she had the opportunity to sort of ease into that. And then Aubrey got hurt this time in the basketball season, and she's been out. So we had Roz step up to be the number two, gave her enough innings off. But she knew that going in, she was probably going to be the number one and the number one for a lot of our games. And it worked out actually in our benefit that we had a bunch of teams not reschedule our rainouts and snowouts, because it gave some spacing for Addison to be able to you know, stay fresh all year long, even though she threw, you know, in 19 games now. And she went to a different level. Again, just like last year after the game, we were in the weight room and had a pitching session a couple days afterwards. You know, so she wanted to get better. And the other thing is this was the first year during Legion season, first time we ever called pitches as coaches. We sort of tried to train our catchers to do that. Hmm. And we did it as coaches, sort of took that burden off of Kaylee and off of Addison and Farley and stuff, you know, off of them and put it in our hands as coaches. And they loved it during Legion. It took a little bit for me to get used to that in regards to still calling defenses and calling the pitches and stuff. But my assistant coaches stepped up and helped with all that other stuff. And being able to have them go, here's the pitch, here's what I got to throw, and not also strategize the pitch, I think that's helped them out between Westy and Addy.
Just helps them focus a lot more.
Yeah.
Awesome. 4 postseason wins down, 2 to go. What are some keys to the game to make sure that Waupun can survive and advance further into the weekend?
Well, at this point, it's just mistake-free. You know, the team that makes, you know, the fewest mistakes, I think, are the ones that are going to, you know, be playing on Saturday, on those Friday games. So, and we're really confident with our defense and the success that we had because of some of those hiccups we had in that sectional championship game last year. We took that, changed some rules, gave them some better options to get out of situations and get people in better situations in play calls and stuff. So, and each one have just taken it to a new level. They're, you know, it's really impressive to watch these girls practice and how well they take to any new things that we do bring into it and how they put it into play. And if it transcends onto the field, we're going to compete against New Berlin Eisenhower, who's a great team. And hopefully we make the fewest mistakes.
Absolutely. Speaking of New Berlin Eisenhower, before I let you go, Coach, anything that jumps out of the page with them, obviously going up against top tier competition, what do you see against that 2 seed?
Being patient for our hitters against their pitcher. I think Ashley Bonin is her name. She's a good pitcher. She hits her spots. She moves the ball around. But I think if we see a good zone and are patient and attack the pitch that we know we can hit, we're going to have a fighting chance, and we'll see. And they're sound defensively. Great coach, puts them in great positions as well throughout the year. So, you know, if we do the things well, what's really great is she does look a lot like a 2 of the pitchers in our conference. So speed wise, pitch selection wise. So our girls have seen that. We've had them watch some film on those other pitchers that, you know, that are similar to Ashley. So they'll be ready. That's for sure. They're confident.
All righty, Coach. Thank you very much for the time and best of luck on Friday against New Berlin Eisenhower.
Awesome. Thank you again for all your support and all the community support. Hopefully we see everyone down there in Madison.
The 2 seed Lions and 3 seed Warriors take the diamond Friday night at 4:30 p.m. on ESPN Beaver Dam.